left yourself in. Made good on a promise, never hurt again. If you're lost and loaded, you're broken down, bring all of your trouble, come lay them down.
It's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And oh, what a passage of God's Word we have in our hands today. Psalm 23:5. Let us drink it up. Starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Now, we're looking at the last part of verse 5 here. And it says that you anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. It was customary in those days when you had a guest, you wanted to show him that you were glad he was there. And so to be hospitable, you would put a fragrant perfume on him and give him a cup filled with a fine wine. And so in doing all of this, you would let your guest know, hey, there's nothing too good for you. So I don't want you to miss this picture that David is painting here. He's saying, hey man, God's hospitality is better than this. Like, God's kindness is better than this. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup, it overflows. It's not just full to the brim. Like, that mug is overflowing. God's just pouring and pouring and pouring out His kindness and goodness into His people, so that you will know now and forevermore, you are not a burden to Him. I don't want to say it again. Listen to me. You are not a burden to Him. I mean, He doesn't have to make our cup overflow, right? Like, He could stop pouring the wine and it would still be full to the brim. Like, it would still be a full cup. I mean, it'd just still be a full cup. If he quit, He would be fine with that. But He keeps pouring it. So this text today is screaming to us that God is glad to show us kindness now and forevermore if we are, in fact, saved by the blood of Jesus. But listen to me. Some of you may say, really? Well, that sounds great, but I sure don't feel that way. I want to know where God's kindness is because I've been following Him and my life is a mess. All right, listen now. Our cup overflowing does not mean that our circumstances will always be nice and gentle. In fact, there is deep pain that some Christians will have to walk through. Now, everyone suffers, but some of us will walk through deep, deep pain. But that doesn't mean that God has stopped pouring out the blessing. See, Paul gives us good insight into this in his letter to the Philippians. He's in a Roman prison, yet he says, "I found the secret to be content and happy in any and every situation. It's Christ. I can do all things through Him." He's talking about Christ. "Through Christ who strengthens me." Christ is the answer. I may be walking through hell on earth right now, but Christ is with me, and that's all I need. The psalmist himself had to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, his cup was overflowing, but he was still in the valley. So you may be in the valley, but I pray that God would give you eyes to see that your cup is, in fact, overflowing. God has given himself to you. Christ is with you. He is your shelter. He is your refuge. He is your Savior if, in fact, you are trusting in him. So at this moment, would you run to him? Like, let us all just run to him. He anoints our head with oil and our cup overflows. Therefore, let us be a people who magnify his name in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. Come lay on down.